أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائه مجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In our previous sessions, as you may remember, we were talking about the principle of justice. We talked about it in detail. We talked about the importance of this principle, as well as about the meaning of this important conception in Islam. But this session will be devoted to another issue in Islamic ethics, which is also important and plays a pivotal role in our day-to-day life. Social etiquettes and social norms are important. In these minor issues which we touch as moral issues, they constitute our social norms. If we form our social norms on the basis of the principles advised by Islam, of course we will have a better morality and a better life and also a better lifestyle. Whereas if we do not base the foundations of our moral values on Islamic principles, of course our moral principles will be very much shaky and they will not be stable at all. This session will be devoted to a significant issue: how to treat older people. Of course, in our societies, we come across different people. Some are young and some are old. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us directions in how to treat this kind of people, how to treat older people and how to treat younger people. We will be inshallah talking about how to treat older people, but before entering the discussion, let me give you a brief introduction. You see, who are the older people? The older people are no ones but our fathers, our mothers, our relatives, and those who are human beings just like us, and those who are our brothers in humanity. These people which we named, these people whom we named, are the people who have worked for us. They have worked day and night in order to better our life, in order to better our lot. They have left no stone unturned in order to improve our living condition. They have done whatever they could in order to facilitate our life, in order to help us, in order to meet our needs. And they have lost their beauty, they have lost their attraction because of us. They have worked for us and they have lost their beauty, they have lost their charm. All this is because of us. So because of all this, we are morally responsible and we are morally obliged to pay attention to them. And this is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who says, Hal jaza'ul ihsani illa al-ihsan? A person who does something good to you, he needs to be done the same, and we must compensate for his kindness and for the service he has done to us. And if a person does good to you, you have to do good to him. Otherwise, it will not be a kind of doing good or ihsan. So because of all this, we come across many directions in Islam which tell us very emphatically to pay attention to older people. We must visit them, we must pay respect to them, we must esteem them, we must try to better their living conditions, just as they were trying to better our living conditions. We must visit them and buy something for them, just as they used to buy something for us. And it is because of this that the Holy Prophet of Islam says that لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا. This tradition is in Mahajjatul Bayza, volume 3, page number 560. لَيْسَ مِنَّا, he who does not respect elderly, and he who does not pay attention to children, and he who is not merciful towards children, is not among us or does not belong to us. What does it mean, does not belong to us, this phrase? What does this phrase, he does not belong to us, mean? Maybe we can say that it means that anyone who does not do his duty towards older people, he is not a Muslim. Laysa minna means he is not a Muslim. Yes, he offers his prayer, he fasts, he goes on Hajj pilgrimage, and he gives pursuit and does every other thing. But since he does not do this responsibility of his, and since he does not respect elderly, therefore he is not a Muslim. Maybe apparently he is a Muslim, and we are supposed to deal with him as a Muslim. We are supposed to pay attention to his rights. But in fact, he is not a Muslim. And another interpretation, and that is a severe interpretation, we can say that such a person does not morally belong to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his progeny. His morality does not resemble the morality of the Holy Prophet of Islam. The Holy Prophet of Islam had a very good morality. He was in position of a good set of moral principles. His moral principles were very much valuable, important, progressive, and useful. Since he does not act in accordance with these principles, since he does not recognize these fundamentals, therefore he is not morally a Muslim. His morality is different from the morality Islam advises. And therefore, he may be Muslim in some other areas, but he is not morally a Muslim. If you want to be a perfect Muslim, if you want to be a good Muslim, you must comply with Islamic issues, whether in the domain of faith or in the domain of juristic issues or in the domain of moral issues. Don't deal with moral issues one-handedly or not importantly. Deal with them very seriously, because the perfection of morality is one of the objectives of the Holy Prophet's prophecy. The Holy Prophet was sent, as he himself mentions, in order to perfect morality. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. He says, I was sent in order to perfect morality, in order to better morality, in order to bring about positive changes in morality. This is the mission he introduces for himself. And therefore, if your morality is the morality prescribed by Islam, if you do whatever Islam commands, then you are a good Muslim, and your morality is in Islamic morality. Otherwise, you have to revise your morality, and you have to re-look at what you have done in order to bring about some improvement in your moral outlook. There is another tradition from the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, in regard with treating older people. According to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, we must pay respect to older people. We must pay homage to them. Otherwise, we will not be a perfect Muslim. This was the first point. And secondly, we must do it, because if we do it, it will help us on the day of resurrection. As you know, the day of resurrection or the day of judgment is a very special day. You might have come across explanations and descriptions about the day of judgment. The day of judgment does not resemble any other days. This day is a very particular day. Here there is no friendship. Friendship is of no use. Friends are fleeing each other. No friend is useful to any other one or to any other friend. Everyone is thinking about his own fate and about his own destiny. Everybody is concerned about his own future, and nobody is thinking about anybody else. Even parents are not thinking about their children. Mother is not thinking about her infant. It is such a difficult day. So if we can do anything that is useful on such a day, then that thing is a very important thing. Anything is instrumental on that day, that is a very significant thing. I think every one of us wants to know about such things and wants to act in according with that thing. Here is a very good advice. If you want to be relieved on that day, If you want to be helped on that day, you need to pay attention to your elderly. You must give attention to them. You must give respect to them. You must pay visit to them. And you must do whatever you can in order to improve their living condition. The Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, in this regard says, "Man arafa fazla kabirin lisinnihi fawaqqarahu amanahu Allah min faza'i yawm al-qiyamah." He who pays respect to a person because of his old age and because of the fact that he is an elderly, if you pay respect to someone because of his age and because of his oldness, فَوَقَّرَهُ, and if you respect him and pay attention to him, if you do such kind of thing, or if anyone does such kind of thing, آمَنَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَزَعِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make his life secure on the Day of Judgment. He will not be afraid of the horrors of the Day of Judgment. He will feel safe and sound on that very day. So you see, something is very difficult to do. Of course, here we may be excused to some extent. But something is very easy to do. And the reward is very handsome, and the reward is very good. It shows the generosity of God, the Almighty. Our Creator, our Lord, is very generous. And it is because of His generosity that He gives a big reward, a considerable reward for a very minor issue. Somebody may say that, okay, the issue is very minor, such a minor task, such an insignificant thing does not deserve such a big reward, therefore we cannot take it seriously. But no, don't compare Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to any other day-to-day or ordinary agents. Don't compare God to ordinary people. Yes, ordinary people give you the rewards in accordance with the services you have done. If you do big services, good services, they give you better reward. But you see, God is magnificent, God is gracious, God is generous. He can give big rewards, considerable rewards, just for very minor things, insignificant things. And from among these things, we can say that paying respect to elder people is one of those things that have a very good reward from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If you pay attention to an old person because of his age, then you make sure that you will be helped on the Day of Judgment. And that is a very good thing, a very good achievement. All of us want to be safe and sound on that very day. And there are mechanisms, very simple and easy mechanisms, such as this. Why shouldn't we follow this kind of mechanisms? I think it is not costly and it is not difficult to follow up such kind of things. Let's do it. Again, another tradition is from the Holy Prophet of Islam, that is again in Al-Mahajjah, in Mahajjatul Bayza, it also says the same thing and conveys the same message. Man waqqara za shaybatin li shaybatihi, he who pays respect to an old person because of his age, amanahu Allah ta'ala min faza'i yawm al-qiyamah, God makes him secure from the horrors of the day of judgment. So there are two traditions that tell us the same thing and that convey the same message. All these repetitions are because of the importance of the issue. When you are very much concerned about something, then you stress on it. You lay emphasis on it. If you do not pay attention to something, you just make mention of it and then pass by. But when you are very much concerned about something, you emphasize on it. Time and again, you mention it. And this emphasis actually are a clue to understanding the importance of this issue. And again, there is another point that has to be raised in regard with treating old people, that is the conduct of the Holy Prophet of Islam. Let's give a look at the conduct and the practical life of the Holy Prophet of Islam. Did the Holy Prophet in his life respect older people or not? Did he pay attention to older people or not? The life of the Holy Prophet shows that he was very much particular about older people. It said that once a delegation visited him. The delegation actually consisted of young and old people. Some were young and some were old. But when the delegation met the Holy Prophet, a young person from among them stood up and started speaking. The Holy Prophet told him, "Sah, be silent. Fa'in al-kabir, where is the elderly?" Here, the scholars of morality give us an analysis of this conduct. They say that this conduct of the Holy Prophet shows that the Holy Prophet was paying attention to elder people. When there is an elderly in a meeting, then the younger people must keep silent and let the older people speak, because they are more experienced and they know more about things, and therefore they should be allowed to speak. So this is also an example of the life of the Holy Prophet that shows that the Holy Prophet was theoretically and practically concerned about older people, and he wanted to pay respect to them, and he was thinking that it was very much useful for the society if it gives attention to older people by different ways and by different means. That's all. Thank you very much.